As we continue discussing the subject of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, there are two issues that need to be discussed. One is, when is it preferable to say Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, and one person should make a bracha for an entire group? And when is it preferable to say that everybody should do the mitzvah by themselves? The Shari Tshuva in Ar Chaim Simen Vav Ois Hei begins to discuss this. And he quotes a Tvua Shor who quotes a Tshuva's Mabit who says that the Mabit discusses that when we put on tefillin and tzitzis, each one of us make our own bracha. Whereas in other places, one person makes a bracha for everybody. So he says, so there's an Artzis Chaim who says as follows, when everybody's doing the exact same activity. An example, the best example perhaps, is Tekiah Shofar, where everybody is listening to the shofar being blown together. So we have something that we're all doing together at the exact same time. So there we say, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. But where each one of us is doing a separate activity, although it's the exact same activity, but each one of us is doing it by ourselves, putting on a talis, putting on tefillin, are all examples of what we're all maybe doing at the exact same time, but we're all doing, each one of us is doing it separately. There, says Artzis Chaim, we don't say, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim, Simen Reish Yud Gimel, discusses when it comes to making brachas, can one person make a bracha for a large group? And the Shulchan Aruch begins, Akol Peiros V'Shad Dvarim, Chutz Mipas V'Yayin, Em Haya Oichum Shnayim Ayoyser, Echad Poiter Es Chaveroi. One person makes the bracha on behalf of the other person. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat and Gimel, Rotzoloyma, fill your day kol echeb atzmei levarich. Each one of us knows how to make a bracha individually. Afilo hechi echad mevarich, one person should make the bracha, umaitzi chaver l'chatchila. L'chatchila, he should make the bracha and be maitzi the next person. V'husha chaver yishma bracha, and the Berurah continues that it's critical that the person should hear the bracha, the person who's being yoitzu with the bracha, should hear the bracha, mitchila v'atzoif, from the beginning to the end, v'chavna lotzeis. V'hochi adav tvei, and here the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the preferable way, because the Roiv Am Hadras Melech. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing later in the Siman, in Sifkotan Yudzayim. So now, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is very clearly telling us that it's better one bracha should be made for an entire group. However, there are many achronim that say that the Mishnah Berurah's psak is only referring to Birchas Hanenah. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, there, except for Tekiah Shofar and Megillah, there, since people aren't really knowledgeable in the aspects of the mitzvah, there it's better that everybody should make their own bracha. Why wouldn't it be an issue of bracha shena tzricha? If I can be yoitz with somebody else's bracha, why is that not considered bracha shena tzricha? So, the Paiskim say that if that is the minig, that everybody makes their own bracha, that isn't considered a bracha she'enet tzricha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, here in Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Siv Zayim, says, V'kolzeh k'shukolechem k'ayim mitzvah shleima. Avon ben kulam nasa mitzvah achas shleima, echen v'aruch l'kulam b'kolimim. So now he says a new rule. He says if a number of people are participating in one mitzvah, then only one bracha should be made. And continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav, V'einam rishoyim l'varach kol echad la'atzmai. There you may not make individual brachas. So what will be examples? One example is bedikas chametz, where there are a number of people who are doing bedikas chametz in the house, different people doing different rooms. Then the halacha is that the one bracha should be made. Another example is, let's say you're putting up mezuzahs on our home and or wherever, and you want to be mechavid different people to put up different mezuzahs on different doors. There the halacha is that the bracha, only one bracha should be made. The Mishnah Brura, here in Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Tes, says as follows. V'kosva ataz v'shara achroinim, de'idna, sh'mezazim ha'amoin ma'oid ma'oid b'bracha achroina, the people are not as careful as they ought to be with the bracha achroina, yesh lusmach l'asas keilich atchila, sh'mevarach echa b'kol rom ha'bracha achroina, what we should do is have one person say the bracha achroina out loud, v'yu achem yoytzim al-yodoy, v'frat bracha achroina me'in cholish, he says particularly by alamichya, she'en ha'kol b'kimbo, u'mikom mokoyim, toiv yoyser, says the Mishnah Berura, she'yomer mevarach mil b'mili, even if you can have one person saying the bracha achroina out loud, the other people who are listening to him should say along with him, one word by word. The Chai Adam and the Paiskim say, of course this should not be at the expense, this should never be at the expense where you're not going to bench because of that. In other words, let's say you're going to leave the meal early and you're always relying on one person benching, that isn't a good eitzah. The next halacha in Simen Reish Yud Gimel is Ein Avarach Moitzeh Cherim Elam Ken Yoichel V'Yishtimam. When it comes to Brichas Hanenim, you can't be Moitzi unless you eat also. V'az Yoitzi Mishmios, and then you can be Yoitzi with hearing the bracha from him. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you yotza the bracha even if you don't hear amen. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's a difference. He says sometimes, like Birchas Hanenin, where the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that somebody, you can't make a bracha unless you yourself are also yaitza. So there, if the person who hears the bracha didn't answer amen, it's still acceptable. But let's say it's a situation, for example, birchas hamitzvahs. By birchas hamitzvahs, because of the halacha of kol yisrael arabim zeh lazeh, the halacha is that even if I'm not being yaitza the mitzvah now, I could still make a bracha on your behalf. Says the Mishnah Berura, says the Rav Kivega, that if the person who's making the bracha is not being yoytzu with the bracha, there the halacha is that you have that the person who wants to be yoytzu with somebody else's bracha can only be yoytzu if he answers amen. Moreover, there's a discussion if you have to have kavana to be yoytze the bracha. And that's why, because you have to have kavana to be yotze the bracha, certainly l'chatchila. We're not convinced that people have that proper kavana if they're only listening. And that's part of the reason why people make their own bracha. The other question that we need to discuss is, as we're learning, the halacha is that one b'roiv am hagris melech. The question is, what is considered roiv am? From our Gemara that we began with, it seems that three people is considered b'roiv am hagris melech. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yur Aleph, the halach is by two people. Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, because Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So from here we see that we even say Beroiv Am Hadras Melech by two people. On the other hand, the Bi'a Halacha in Simon, which we quoted in our previous year, by Hilchos Kiddush Levana, in Simon Tuf Chavav, the very maskil Aleph, says that even though al pidin you're allowed to be mekadosh levana even be yechidus, the halacha of roiv am hadras melech tells us to find 10 people. If you can't find 10 people, then 3 people will also be acceptable because of roiv am hadras melech. So we have here sort of a contradiction. It's roiv am hadras melech, 2 people or 3 people. So one pshat that I saw, that there's 2 elements of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. One element of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech is when a mitzvah is being done with a group. The larger the group that's doing a mitzvah, that's Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. And for that you need a minimum of 3. On the other hand, to be mitzi one another, you don't need more than 2. Another way of understanding this is as follows. As we discussed in our previous shiur, the question that comes up is, particularly when we speak about Kiddush Levana, is what's preferable? Rizim Agdim Lemitzvahs of the Roiv Am Hadras Melech. And as we quoted from the Sam Sofer, it's a difficult question. We don't know what takes precedence. So it could be as follows. Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, you don't see, even with 2 people. 2 people, as soon as I have 2 people, one person should say the bracha, and the other one should be yoitza, because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. But then there's another point. The point of the more people you have, it's more covered to Hashem. For that, you need to have at least 3 or 10. So now we can understand. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush Levana is speaking about, should I make Kiddush Levana immediately, or should I wait till Matzah Shabbos or to another time where I have a large group? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to wait for Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, it has to be a decent group. 10 people, Chayogim says 3 people. If you're not going to end up having that size of a group, don't wait. However, when we're not speaking that we're waiting, we're not waiting. We're going to make a bracha now. And we have a choice. Should we make the bracha ourselves, or should we have one person be might see another person? There, we're anyway not waiting. We're going to eat now anyway. We're going to bench now anyway. There, we always say Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, if not for the considerations that we mentioned in our shiur. We were worried that you won't have the proper kavana. When we're worried that you won't have the proper kavana, or the different types of mitzvahs, as we discussed in our shiur, different opinions regarding Beroiv Am Hadras Melech.